My sisters and brothers, we are in a spiritual battle. Satan and his demons are waging war against God, against God's people, and that means war against you and me. But we know the end of the story. Satan and them demons are going to be banished, and their power will be destroyed forever. The name of Jesus will be lifted up. Look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 through 11. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So hold on till the end, my friends. Victory belongs to those in Christ. And God says, I have chosen you. I have called you. I knit you together in your mother's womb for such a time as this. I have called you to be victorious and not defeated. I have called you to be set free from bondage and to overcome this world. Rise up, church. Take up the mantle of righteousness and serve the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. The past is behind us. Arise and shine, O men of the Lord. Arise, his women, in the glory of the promises of God. The majesty of the Lord will rest upon you. He will anoint you with all the courage and wisdom and strength you're going to need to accomplish your mission here on earth. When you are in his presence and standing in his power, your life begins anew. The old is gone. Your new life comes in him, and it is immediate. The psalmist says, he who dwells, this is my favorite, in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. So no matter what happens in your life, you stay close to the Lord and know that he will never leave you or forsake you. Satan may try, but his efforts will fail because you belong to the Lord. His warfare will end. Victory belongs to the Lord. Amen and amen.